You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 10. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. You will remember the children of Israel when they left Egypt. The goal was not to leave Egypt. The goal was to live in the promised land. They left Egypt, they witnessed a lot of miracles, but they could not enter. And that entire generation, except for Joshua and Caleb, had to perish in the wilderness. And God was discussing or revealing to us here his reason for not allowing them to enter into his rest. And I want you to pay attention. He said, therefore, I was angry with that generation. I was angry with that entire generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. The place where they went astray was in their heart. That's why you see the Christian walk is a personal walk with God. It's not about trying to please people. That is hypocrisy. It's not about trying to put up an appearance to people. You are deceiving nobody but yourself. He says they always went astray in their heart. They were straying in their heart. So where you need to give the most attention is in your heart. Now, nobody sees your heart. You may wear a beautiful cloth and appear angelic in the presence of the believers. But where is your heart? Is your heart with God? Or is your heart straying away? Is your heart straying in unbelief, in wicked thought, in lust, in doubt? Is your heart straying away? It's very important that we all focus on our heart. So we don't deceive ourselves. Your walk is personal with God. He knows your heart. In fact, he knows your heart more than you know your own heart. That's why we must all cry to God and say, purify my heart, O Lord. Don't let me go astray in my heart. You know, when people indulge in sin, and they hide it, and they are still serving in the church, you just wonder how foolish they can be. Who are you deceiving? You have strayed in your heart, but you still want to put an appearance before men. As men, what can we do to you? It does not matter. We may think that you are holy, but you are not. We may think that you are walking in righteousness, but you are not. What we think, our opinion, it doesn't matter. What matters most is how God sees your heart. So there is no point trying to put up an appearance before anybody. You should concentrate on pleasing the one that sees your heart. The scripture says, your heavenly Father that sees in the secret. God sees where men cannot see. And so focus on that part where God sees, not where men sees. Don't try to please men. Just please God. I'm telling you, when you please God, your life will be pleasing to men. At least you will have done the right thing in the eyes of the Lord. So where the focus should be is in you inwardly being pleasing to God. And that is why when you receive Jesus Christ, he comes into your heart. My prayer is that you, like the children of Israel, you won't stray away in your heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.